Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Minnie, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you are a new listener, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for clicking on this episode. And if you are a returning listener of the podcast, I appreciate you so, so much. And thanks for sticking around and hanging out with me for another episode. Today, I wanted to make this sort of like a quick, easy, fun episode, but I wanted to talk about the trend that's been going on recently about the dopamine menu. And I discovered this, or I heard about it in another podcast episode on Note to Self with Peyton Sarton, and I was really inspired by it, and it really resonated with me, and I even made my own little Instagram post about what my dopamine menu is and what the items are on my personal menu, and so I figured I would talk more in length about it on the podcast, so that's what I want to do today. So as far as a quick life update, there's honestly not a ton. I've been kind of having an emotional roller coaster of a week. I've been crying quite a bit this week and just feeling really off. August was a very hectic month of traveling and being in New York, outside of New York, seeing family, seeing friends. So I think it was probably just an accumulation of all of that coming together. And now that September is around the corner, my brain's kind of been freaking out like, oh my God, what just happened? But it's not that I haven't enjoyed August. I really have enjoyed all this travel. But I think just after a while, it just got a little bit too much and I felt like I wasn't really grounded in my life and in myself. So that anxiety kicked in, you know, she sneaks in like that. But overall, I'm feeling good. I'm just kind of aware that I'm not in the best place and just kind of emotionally vulnerable right now. But those phases happen, and I'm just looking at it with curiosity and compassion for myself rather than judgment, which is something I'm really, really working on. And helps me feel better when I just am kind to myself in these moments rather than being so rigid like I have been in the past. It's just my body's reacting and I need to listen. And that's something I've really grown to learn to do and grown to understand really does help, despite my ego sometimes might tell me the opposite. That's what's been going on, but overall I'm feeling good and just taking it day by day, trying to stay present as much as possible. And I'm really excited for September. I'm really excited for fall to come up, and New York in the fall, New York City in the fall is just so magical. Like anywhere, honestly, in this part of the world, like New England, northeast of the US, I really want to go see the foliage. I really want to go to hike somewhere, maybe in Vermont, New Hampshire, something like that. I grew up doing that every single year. We would go up to New Hampshire. We used to have a house up there. And over Columbus Day weekend or Indigenous Peoples Day weekend, we would always go up to that house, and the foliage would be stunning and beautiful. And it would also be near my birthday because my birthday is October 15th. So that was always just such a fun time of year. So I'm honestly really looking forward to it. And while I don't live in Massachusetts anymore and I'm not as close to New Hampshire, I still want to try to get out there maybe and do some sort of hiking trip before it gets way too cold. That is life right now. Feeling good. Let's get into this episode. I'm ready. I'm ready to just chat about my dopamine menu and talk about all the things that make me smile and make me happy. This is very much a my list, my experience type of episode, but hopefully you can take something from it. Hopefully you can start building your own dopamine menu, maybe take some ideas from mine, but also generate ideas from yourself and really tune in with yourself. What makes you happy? What makes you smile? Maybe something on my menu does not resonate with you and wouldn't show up on your menu, and that is 1000% okay. That's normal. We're different people. So this is just maybe to spark some inspiration, or if you didn't know about a dopamine menu until now, you can start building your own, because it makes me smile just putting it together and thinking about what would be on my menu, because inherently it's all things that make you smile. So thinking about putting it all together on a list, personally, it made me smile. So yeah, let's get into it. So first, I want to talk about the structure of my dopamine menu. For this episode and for the purpose of really getting into what a dopamine menu really is, I've categorized it by appetizers, entrees, sides, and desserts, like a real menu would be at a restaurant. So appetizers on your dopamine menu are things that maybe take like 10, 15 minutes, something short and quick and easy that you can do just to help yourself feel better, do a quick little self-care moment. Entrees are longer things. Maybe they take like 30 minutes to 2 hours or something like that. And they're more substantial activities or trips or something like that that make you happy and bring you joy. Sides are things you can do like simultaneously while doing other things, so you can kind of have it on the side. And then desserts are kind of the more indulgences, the things you don't have all the time and you don't necessarily do all the time. I don't believe desserts are something you should restrict, but in this case of the dopamine menu, like the desserts are maybe the things that you shouldn't do all the time, but they do bring you joy. It's kind of like that guilty pleasure, but I don't want to get that mixed up with real food desserts. They don't need to be a guilty pleasure. They can just be a plain pleasure. So just wanted to make that difference there. You'll understand what I mean when I get further into it, but for the purpose of the menu, it's called a dessert, but I don't truly think that food desserts should be a guilty pleasure. But on this dopamine menu, they maybe are activities or self-care things that aren't necessarily like always the best for you, but they still bring you some sort of happiness. So first things up on my dopamine menu are the appetizers. One thing top of my list is walks. And walks, I think, could be appetizer or entree, depending how long. And that's the beauty of walks. They're free to do. Personally, I have been loving morning walks lately, ranging from maybe like, honestly, 5 minutes just walking around the block just to get my body moving and get outside, if that's all I can really manage in the moment. Or like an hour long walk and just taking myself to the west side or finding some water or finding a park or like going grocery shopping on the way. So walks are one of my favorite things right now. Next item on my appetizers is a quiet morning of journaling. This type of activity has been so healing for me lately. As you know, I'm a big journaler. I have a whole episode on this podcast about the benefits of journaling. I have launched my own journal called Grow Through. Yeah, I just love journaling and I see myself doing it probably for the rest of my life. Mornings where I dedicate time just to myself and to my journaling is really, really healing. And I've been waking up with more kind of intense morning anxiety lately. And this has been the perfect practice just to help relieve some of that anxiety, help me write down all the swirling thoughts that I'm waking up with. While it doesn't make them go away 100%, it definitely helps in certain moments and helps me kind of rationalize and organize the thoughts, because otherwise they're just stuck swirling in my brain and makes it kind of hard to move on with the day. Number three on my appetizers could also be a side as well, but it's listening to music and podcasts. On certain moments where it's really hard to relax or kind of quiet my brain, listening to podcasts, listening to music really helps me just kind of jolt me out of that anxious moment. While I do think walks without podcasts, without music, or just spending time, just you and your thoughts, like that is so, so important. So there has to be a balance between having someone talking or music playing in your ears versus time with yourself and just with your thoughts and with silence. I do find that in the moments I'm finding it really, really difficult to quiet my thoughts and really ground myself and be present. Listening to music and podcasts really helps me just ground myself, because it gives my brain something else to think about and something else to focus on when my thoughts are just so irrational and anxious and all over the place. I'm just kind of like, okay, we're gonna fully switch gears, listen to something, learn something new on a podcast, and that's what we're gonna focus on now. So that has been a really healing and helpful thing for me recently. And I love combining my walks with a podcast or my walks with maybe listening to a new artist or a new album or my favorite albums and artists. So that is something I love doing, but also balancing that with silent times of just reflection. And I would say my journaling moments are good moments for that, because I'm not usually listening to podcasts or music when I'm journaling. That's just kind of time for me and my thoughts. Number four on my appetizers is fresh fruit. I don't go to the farmer's market enough, and I wish I went more this summer while it was kind of prime time. Even just going to the grocery store and picking up my favorite fruit. And along with this, I guess, like my favorite snacks, I love dark chocolate, I love dates, I love chocolate covered pretzels, peanut butter pretzel nuggets. Like, I don't know. I'm very much like a chocolatey snack girl. I would definitely pick a chocolate candy over like a gummy candy any day. That's just me. So picking up my favorite fresh fruit or my favorite dessert or my favorite snacks, those are just like a little form of self-care because it's giving myself a little activity in the middle of the day, something that doesn't have to take up all day. And I'm getting myself a little something sweet that I enjoy. And it's just showing myself love and self-care in that moment. And while it's not ideal that it does cost money, personally, I think the money spent on a little snack and a little sweet treat for yourself is so, so worth it. And especially as someone with a background of disordered eating and who struggled with her relationship with food, moments like this where I fully just do this 100% for myself, I go out with the intention of getting a little snack, some fruit, some chocolate, a dessert, ice cream, whatever I want. It just helps me build a lot of confidence with food because I'm deciding to actively go out and get this and eat this food. And it just, every time I do that, it just helps me build confidence with my food and build trust with myself that I can trust myself and I can trust my hunger and I can trust the things that I crave. The extreme that my brain or my eating disorder says of like, oh, well, if you eat it, you'll never ever stop eating it. Like, no, that won't happen. And the more you do this, the more you go get it when you're feeling it and stop pushing it off or restricting these things, the more of a balanced mindset you're going to develop with food. That's one thing that's really helped me and is for sure a big part of my dopamine menu. The last appetizer on my dopamine menu is skincare. I do my skincare routine every morning, every night. And that was not always the case. I have struggled with acne my entire life, but I have not had a consistent skincare routine my entire life. I think there were times when I was feeling so low and just really down about my skin and have kind of gone through phases of hating my skin and really resenting things about my skin and about myself. I just didn't have the motivation to care for it or try to take care of it because I felt so lost and confused with why nothing was getting better or getting, you know, fixed with my skincare treatments and the things I was prescribed. And so now I'm just able to look at it with a more of an acceptance and a compassion for myself and know that sure, my skin isn't clear. It's maybe never going to be clear in my entire life, but all I can do is just remain positive and give myself love and care. And that looks like doing my skincare routine every single morning and every single night. So that's something that doesn't take too long out of the day. And it's something that always makes me feel good. And I love incorporating like a facial massage or gua sha or something like that. That is another integral part of my dopamine menu. So moving on to the entrees, which are activities and things that make you feel good, that are self-care, that maybe take half an hour to 2 hours, maybe longer. Could be like a whole day or a week, just bigger things. So number one on my entrees on my dopamine menu is coffee dates with friends and dinners with friends. While I would say I'm more of an introvert than extrovert now, and I love, love, love my alone time, I also equally love good quality time spent with good people. And that often looks like coffee dates, going on walks with friends, or going to a new restaurant that we've all been wanting to try, and just sharing a moment with some good tasting food with a nice sweet coffee or a sweet croissant, pastry, whatever. And we're sharing that moment together and we're chatting, we're catching up. I don't know, they just always make me feel so full and so whole afterwards. And I'm just really proud of myself for developing the friendships that I have now. And I'm so grateful for the friendships that I have now. And I did record a whole episode on making friends and specifically making friends in recovery. So if you're interested in hearing more about that and my experience with it, definitely go check out that episode. Finding the friends that I have now and having the deep relationships and deep connections that I do with certain people, just every time I hang out with them, I always feel better. I always feel so much more positive and filled up and uplifted. And it always adds to my day and adds to my week when I get time to spend with those people. And even better if we get to eat something yummy and have a sweet treat together. So that is a big aspect of my dopamine menu. Number two on my entrees is editing YouTube videos and editing podcasts. I absolutely love it, and I love the creative energy that it takes to edit these things. While sometimes, yes, it can feel overwhelming and it can stress me out, which I'm really working on finding a balance and not overworking myself and not overscheduling myself with regarding content, so that it remains something I still enjoy, because it isn't my job right now. I don't make enough money from it for it to be a full-time thing. Sure, would that be cool one day? Maybe, but honestly, I don't know. I think if it becomes more intense and it becomes my sole stream of income, then personally, I think I would lose the joy and the creativity in it, because there would be another level of stress and kind of severity to it that I don't have right now. And I'm so grateful that I'm in a position where it can just be a passion project. And if something more comes of it, great. But if not, I'm here enjoying this. And I'm so grateful that you're here with me and supporting the podcast, supporting my YouTube, supporting everything that I share. I have been making home videos since I was, I don't even know, 8 or so, on my mom's iMac, on Photo Booth, and trying to edit and put together videos and video diaries talking about my life and the stressors of being a sixth grader. So it really is in my blood, and it's something I've always enjoyed doing. And the fact that I can do it now more on a, you know, more semi-professional level is so cool. So I'm just kind of riding this wave and yeah, editing things, creating videos, videography I get to do in my day job as well. So those are all things I really, really enjoy, and they do take time. So that's why I put it on the entree part of my dopamine menu, because editing a video is no joke. Sometimes it takes like 10 plus hours. Like, it really depends. So those vlogs be getting a lot sometimes, but I do enjoy it.
Have you ever felt like your body is trying to tell you something, but you just can't figure out what? Maybe your energy crashes out of nowhere, your mood is all over the place, or no matter how well you take care of yourself, you just still feel off. I know I've been there. And for the longest time, I thought it was just stress or bad sleep, but what I've learned after being on my own hormone balancing journey this past year is that a lot of these symptoms are often tied to our hormones. This is where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz designed to help you uncover the root cause of your symptoms. After taking the quiz, you get a personalized recommendation to help get your body back in balance. When I took the quiz, one of the recommendations I got was to start taking Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula supplement that fine-tunes the hormonal system and is used by women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Using only science-backed ingredients, they offer a range of products designed to help you feel like yourself again. Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your hormonal issues. For a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PIPOD at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PIPOD, P-I-P-O-D, for 15% off today.
The next thing on my entrees of my dopamine menu is spending time by the water. I wouldn't call myself like a water baby. Like, I know there's certain people who can just spend hours like swimming in the ocean and rivers, and I'm not like a huge person who likes to be in the water, but I love being by the water. Like, I could happily sit on a beach, sit next to the water, have a view of the water all day, but I don't necessarily want to like get wet and be in the water, maybe for a little bit, but that's not the main point of my dopamine menu. It's to see water and be near water, because I feel like just the fresh air that comes with being near water, the smells, the nature, the sand, like the environment. I even love just like beach clubs and beach huts and like having picnics and snacks on the beach. Like, I just grew up having that. I think it's ingrained in me to love that part of the world and love that aspect of life. And so I hopefully, wherever I am in the world, wherever I'm living, I am near water. That's why, like, I think on my walks, now living in New York City, like, you don't see water all the time, but on my walks, I will intentionally walk to either side of Manhattan so I can see water, because it just brings me so much joy to see the water. I don't know. It just does something to me. So kind of along the same nature theme, my next entree item is watching the sunset. And I think also I grew up by the water. I grew up somewhere where we had gorgeous sunsets. You could go to the lighthouse and watch the sunset and see all the clouds change color and turn purple and pink and blue. And I just love that. And I could sit and watch. If there were beautiful sunsets every single night, I would sit and watch every single night. So that is another element of my dopamine menu. And I would say they're on the entrees. While the sunset itself doesn't take very long, like usually it's an event to go watch it, or you maybe picnic, or I'm on a longer walk and I go watch the sunset by Hudson River or something like that. So that is a big element of my dopamine menu. The next entree item is solo dates. Of course, I had to include this. I love my solo dates. I love my solo time. I love just treating myself to things, whether that's making a picnic at home, making a sandwich at home, and like making an event of my lunch and going to a park or going to a coffee shop and bringing my food, or maybe going out to a restaurant and buying myself food and just taking myself out on a little date and bringing, I mean, sometimes I'm on my phone, but usually I like to try to read a book or bring my journal or bring something else for me to do that I could just enjoy my alone time with my food, with my meal. And it's just such a healing moment for me and a huge part of self-care for me, and really connects as well to my past of disordered eating. And it's just really helped heal my relationship with food, is making these happy memories with food and redefining what alone time with food is and redefining it to be positive, happy experiences. So doing that is so, so important to me. Some of my favorite solo date like lunches would be like going getting bagels for myself, or going getting a good sort of sandwich. I don't know. I just love sandwiches. Bagels, can't go wrong. I also love like coffee dates, getting myself a little croissant. Almond croissants are my absolute favorite, with maybe a vanilla matcha, vanilla latte. Or I love just bringing my picnic blanket, sitting in a park, bringing some food that I made at home, maybe a sandwich, pasta, something like that, and just enjoying it in the park. So, and that's a free thing to do. And I mean, you have to buy the groceries, but it doesn't cost as much money, which is nice. Next thing on my entrees is a yoga class or some sort of workout class that I enjoy. I have been getting back into yoga classes this week, actually. So for context, I used to be a part of Core Power, but then I switched to just getting a regular gym membership because I was interested in starting to do some strength training and learning more about the gym and strength training and like building confidence in the gym. So I canceled my Core Power membership and switched to just a gym membership, but the gym I'm with does have some classes that you can sign up for. So this week I've only done yoga classes because I think I haven't done yoga in like months, and my body is just feeling so stiff and really sore because I've just kind of been incline walking and lifting weights mostly and walking. So my body just needed some stretching, and I just noticed that, and I was like, wow, I'm like craving yoga right now. And it just reminded me how amazing I feel during and after yoga classes. So that is definitely an item on my dopamine menu. When I can just book a yoga class, or even do some at home as well. You don't have to book a class. There's so many online YouTube videos, yoga stretches, even Pilates classes, or just a regular like guided stretch meditation thing. All of those feel so good and just help my body feel so loose and stretched and relaxed, because when my muscles are tight and I feel sore, I feel like it just makes everything harder. I don't know, for me. So it's been feeling good getting back to yoga. And then last thing on my entree menu is traveling. And this is definitely more of an extensive item on the entree list. It definitely takes more than a couple hours. Well, it depends what you're traveling. So it could really range from a road trip somewhere, a weekend away, or it could be like a trip to Asia or a trip to Europe. So personally, I just always like to try to have some sort of like travel plans coming up that I can look forward to, whether it looks like a plan to go stay with my mom for the weekend, or a plan to go to England to see family, or a plan to go to Europe with my boyfriend, or a plan to see friends somewhere else. So those are definitely more of an extensive thing and something that obviously can't happen every single day. But I just feel so much joy from traveling and seeing new parts of the world and seeing old friends and just being somewhere completely new is always so refreshing for me. And I think traveling has also helped build my confidence immensely, because when you go somewhere completely new that you've never experienced before, and especially if you do it alone, but even if you go with friends or family, being in 100% new environments and navigating your way through that, each time it kind of reassures yourself, like, okay, I can take care of myself in new moments, in new environments. I can trust myself to help myself through new experiences. And so traveling has been so healing for me and important to me in that element. And I just feel like I've gain the most confidence when I'm traveling, especially when I'm traveling alone. Last summer, I did a Europe trip by myself. A lot of it was solo. A lot of it was meeting up with friends. But I gained so much confidence in myself, and also gained so much confidence in the food I was eating, because I'm just in new environments and I was able to kind of redefine myself in certain situations because I'd never experienced it before. So it's not like I could really connect back to like childhood memories or past traumatic experiences, because I'm in all new environments every single day. And so traveling is so, so healing, and I can't recommend it enough. I know it's an expense, and I know it's something that you can't do every single day, but it doesn't have to be so extensive, like a month-long trip in Europe. It can be a quick weekend away, or find a new spot of your city that you live near or your town to go explore. Just put yourself in new environments and in new experiences. Each time you navigate your way through that, you're building confidence and building trust in yourself. And that's what I love about this. Let's move on to my sides. I only have two sides on my dopamine menu because I honestly couldn't think of a lot of things that I do simultaneously. I think for my brain, I get really overwhelmed when I'm doing too many things at once, so I try not to. But first thing that I already mentioned, kind of obvious, like listening to music or podcasts, that's something very easy that you can do on the side of doing something else because you're listening and then you can, you know, do things with your hands otherwise. So that's something that I like to do when I'm feeling anxious or I just want to have some sort of form of entertainment while I'm doing something mundane around the house or doing dishes or something like that. And then the second thing on my sides is a face mask. I did this yesterday. I just felt like, I don't know, I was picking my skin, I was really fixating on my skin, and I just do a face mask when I notice moments like that and I notice I'm getting kind of all consumed by my acne. I just put a face mask on because then I know that it's helping my skin and I can therefore no longer pick my skin because there's a face mask on my face. So I like to do that and then, you know, just continue working, continue doing things around my apartment. That's another little form of self-care, and it's just kind of a nice little side on my dopamine menu. Then last but not least, moving on to the dessert section of my menu. These, like I said, are things that I don't want to do all the time, nor should do all the time, but still bring me a sense of joy, which again, not related to real food desserts. I don't view real food desserts in the same way. I think I can have desserts anytime I want, and just not having that kind of rigid mindset around desserts has been really, really healthy for me, and that's honestly what I recommend to everyone. So separating this from food desserts, first thing on my dessert dopamine menu is reality TV. I know it's not bad or wrong, but it really does take up a lot of my time. I just finished Love Island, and when I tell you I binged that, like, I don't think I've done much other work and much anything else this week other than like my real day work job, because I've been watching Love Island and I've just been having it on in the background. Like, literally, I just got so obsessed and I needed to know what the outcome was. But of course, you have to watch each episode in order to find out. I didn't just want to jump to the end because I wanted to see the journey, but I didn't want to wait. And I don't know, just TV shows just consume me. And so I really have to stop myself from starting a new TV show because I know myself and I know that I get very obsessive very quickly and I will binge it if I really like it. And that's what happened with Love Island. Like, literally last night, I think I spent 3 hours watching the last two episodes in the reunion. But yeah, I'm kind of relieved that I just finished it, because now I feel like I have more free time and less time watching it, but it does bring me so much joy. And that's why I put it on my dopamine menu, because it is something that makes me laugh, makes me smile, and just feel like reality TV show can be controversial sometimes. But I think people are consenting to be there. They know what they're getting themselves into. Sure, sometimes I don't agree with the emotional stress that they put these people under, especially regarding like love and relationships, which is something so serious, but they decided to be there, and it's a form of entertainment for me, and yeah, I just enjoy it. But it is definitely a dessert menu item. Next thing is online and in-person shopping. I definitely notice myself leaning towards scrolling on certain clothing websites and shopping in person when I'm anxious and when I just kind of want a quick fix of dopamine. This is definitely a dessert menu item because I know it's not the best thing for me. It's one, spending my money that I want to save and invest. And two, I don't need more clothes. I have a closet full of clothes and I'm so grateful for that. I feel like when I'm in these kind of anxious places, unhappy places, and I'm leaning towards shopping, sure, it does make me happy in the moment. Like, I'm excited I got something new that I'm excited to wear. But then in the grand scheme of things, I really didn't need it and I really didn't need to spend the money. So I don't know. It's something that I do here and there, and I really try to be conscious of it and not kind of let myself just like go crazy with shopping online, which definitely have had some moments. I love Depop and I love that I can sell things online. So that definitely helps with like the expenses and stuff like that. And then last but not least on my dessert menu is Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube scrolling, basically social media consumption and scrolling. I have removed TikTok from my homepage and I'm really not that active on TikTok at all, posting that much, because it honestly has just become such a negative place for me, and I really don't ever feel good after scrolling on TikTok. So I kind of just removed that whole app from the equation as of right now. But I definitely have some fun, happy moments scrolling on Pinterest for sure. I love getting ideas. I love pinning things and curating boards for like monthly themes. I think that's so much fun. And also just catching up on Instagram with my friends in New York, my friends outside of New York, and other creators that I love to follow, and just getting inspiration on maybe some new type of content that I can share. But it is a dessert menu because it can quickly turn into more toxic and more comparison, which obviously is not ideal and that's not what we want. So that's why I kind of let myself do this in little doses and really try to control it so that it doesn't get out of hand. But there are definitely some happy moments and some self-care moments and self-care aspects to catching up on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, all that fun stuff. So with that, we have come to the end of my dopamine menu. This got way longer than I planned, but I loved going in depth and kind of walking through my dopamine menu. I would love to hear your dopamine menus if you decide to build one yourself. Feel free to DM me at jenny.mini or DM my podcast Instagram at perfectlyimperfect.pod. Share with me your dopamine menu items, some of your favorite ones, or if we have any same ones, that'd be really cool to chat about. And thank you again so much for being here, and your support truly means so, so much. Even if I've never met you, I really appreciate you. And thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.